With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Just as firefighters are making progress battling the raging Southern California wildfires,
the anticipated winds combined with low humidities and low fuel moistures will keep the fire threat in all of Los Angeles County critical.
Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney. Los Angeles District Attorney Nathan Hochman says 10 people have been arrested for taking advantage of the fires to commit crimes, including looting and arson. And for at least one of the suspects, he says punishment could be severe if there's a conviction.
Mr. Peoples is committed two prior violent or serious felonies. This is his third. As a potential three-strike person, he is looking at life in prison.
The fire-related death toll is 24. Also at SRNNews.com, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says his state will cooperate with the Trump administration on the deportation of illegal aliens, especially when you're talking about violent criminals or other serious offenders. And DeSantis expects elected officials across the state to toe the line.
There also needs to be measures to hold people accountable who are violating our anti-sanctuary policies. And then Florida needs to make sure that we don't have any lingering incentives for people to come into our state illegally.
In today's State of the State address, New York Governor Kathy Hochul will unveil a proposal to offer taxpayer-funded tuition to state and city colleges for students pursuing associate degrees in certain high-demand fields. The cost of books and other fees would also be covered by the state. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory. The Dow futures are up 86 points. NASDAQ futures 62 points higher. This is SRN News. China is a nation of contrasts when it comes to religious freedom.
The Pew Research Center finds government persecution of Christians and other religious minorities in China at an all-time high. But on the other hand, social hostility toward people of faith is super low. What that means is that in China, if you're a Christian, the government is definitely out to get you, but your neighbors will leave you alone. Compare that to countries in the Middle East where the government persecutes believers and their neighbors do so too. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
No state is doing more to try to protect youngsters from transgenderism than Texas. More than 30 bills have been proposed in the state. Other states are following suit, and there are calls to go further, including barring Medicaid and other state-funded government programs from spending on sex change operations for people of any age. The future of some of the laws and proposed measures will likely rest on a Supreme Court ruling expected later this year. This is SRN News. In his final days before leaving office, President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security made the decision to extend protections from deportation to thousands of illegal immigrants from Sudan, Ukraine, and Venezuela.
The DHS announced Friday afternoon that it would extend temporary protected status authorizations, or TPS, for the three countries on the basis that their governments are not able to accept their citizens should the United States choose to deport them. Each country is governed by a dictator or faces war or other significant challenges to repatriating its citizens. It means that roughly 600,000 Venezuelan, 103,700 Ukrainian, and 1,900 Sudanese immigrants may apply for TPS protections. The move by the Biden administration flies in the face of the incoming Trump administration, which has vowed to carry out the largest ever deportation operation in national history starting in January. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Starting today, conservative Freedom Caucus members will comprise a majority of the Wyoming House. SRNNews.com.